Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. It's been a very busy news day so far. The president is in New York City, and he learned moments before he appeared on the Fox Morning Show that a suspect had been arrested in the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. And the mayor of Utah, even as we speak, Mayor Spencer Cox, is holding a news conference talking to the media about the arrest of that suspect. His name is Tyler Robinson. He's 22 years old, and he is a former student at the university where the shooting took place.
After watching the news conference last night, it didn't look to me like they had much of anything to go on.
Yeah, well, they found a weapon not far from where the shooting occurred in a grassy area nearby. But apparently what they had to go on this morning was that the suspect confessed to his dad. His dad went to clergy, and this particular minister was also working with law enforcement. I'm not sure if he was a police minister or what have you, but they all convinced each other that they needed to bring the suspect, and the suspect agreed to turn himself into police.
Well, they're going to go for the death penalty. That's what I understand.
Well, the president has said he wants the death penalty. Of course, the death penalty would have to be decided upon by a judge, and that there is, I will tell you that right now, Spencer Cox just said, violence begets violence, hate begets hate. Would this, and he said one of the things about Utah is that there were no riots after this, there was no violence, there were no cars set on fire, or people marching in the streets, that everybody was calm and peaceful. And so whether that will translate at all to how this person might be tried and convicted and sentence carried out is all to be seen.
I would imagine members of Congress and other members of the government are concerned about their own safety after seeing all of this.
They are. In fact, a number of members of Congress were speaking on Capitol Hill yesterday, outside, by the way, talking about how it's dangerous to hold events outside now, and they were suspending a lot of their outdoor appearances. That it's very hard security-wise. We've seen what happened in Utah. We saw what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, with the attempted assassination of President Trump. It's a question right now about whether the risk is worth it. I will tell you that Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did tell reporters that she accepted a certain amount of risk when she took the job as a member of Congress in the first place. But this level of risk is not an acceptable level. A lot of members of Congress feel that way. Republican Representative Nancy Mace said that she's going to continue her rhetoric. She's not going to be deterred. And she said she's going to carry a gun.
One thing they can't do is carry a gun inside the halls of Congress.
Well, they can and they can't. They have to have special permission for that. There are certain members who are allowed to carry a gun, but not into the House or Senate chamber. There you go. There's a little inside baseball there. So they have to be locked up and properly secured, etc. Washington, D.C., you are not allowed to carry a weapon. There are a lot of restrictions on that. However, she said she would do it anywhere where it's legal, and that would include probably in her home state.
What about a government shutdown? It sounds to me like it's a lever that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is going to use to try to get a few things through the legislature or through the budget.
Well, it's looking more and more likely that a continuing resolution will be passed to avert a government shutdown. However, you are correct. Senator Chuck Schumer does have a certain degree of leverage right now. When he agreed to the last budget, he took it on the chin politically, so he's not all that inclined to allow the next budget to go through without a lot of fighting, in part because the next budget includes cuts that most Democrats do not agree with, and a lot of Republicans, quite frankly, for example, cuts to health care. That includes those subsidies that were administered by the states for Medicaid or health care programs known as the Affordable Care Act, once referred to as Obamacare, which are administered by the states. Now, those who buy their health insurance on the exchange, they may be called different things in different states, but it is the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and you get subsidies for that purchase. So just to throw some random numbers out there to give you an idea of the proportions, if you're paying for a private care, a private health plan through Obamacare, and you're paying $300 a month for that private individual health care plan, it might cost you as much as $800 if you don't have the subsidy. And so a lot of people are going to realize that this is not a good thing, that they're going to be very upset about it. And the Democrats and again, some Republicans are not happy about it. So that's one of the things that's holding up passage of a budget, and that could lead us closer to a government shutdown or either a continuing resolution of 45 days, which is what Congress has been talking about, or what the president has requested, which is a continuing resolution through January. And that's made a number of Republicans upset because that would be level funding, which means level funding for everything, current levels, not new fiscal year levels, which begins on October 1st, by the way. And that means that cuts to the defense would be part of that.
One of the things that's come up over and over again in my conversations with Congressman Ryan Zinke, who's on the Appropriations Committee, says 70% of that budget is not appropriated. In other words, that is money that is spent no matter what. Only 30% of our budget is discretionary, and that's the only thing that they can talk about.
Right, and that discretionary spending includes those, what they refer to as entitlements, which is healthcare, or in this case, more likely Social Security, for example,
and
which is the third rail of politics.
How did we get to a point where 70% of our budget is just already allocated before we even open the doors?
Yeah, that's a really good question that would take hours to unpack, but I will say that if you look at running a country as running a business, then that is something that is completely unacceptable. But a country is not a business, and so that means that balancing the budget, balancing the books is really hard. It's hard anyway, but it's really, really hard. And as one example I will give you is federal money that must be spent for disasters, floods, hurricanes, etc. That money, you don't know how much that's going to cost you.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting. I know it's a busy morning for you there at the White House. Thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.